Hey, listen. No, I mean it. Listen. Or he'll get really irritated. Back to Gruber.
You know, from where I sit as an observer of the whole circus, and I've got pretty good seats oftentimes, it just appears that the left, since the day after the election in 2016, has been trying to delegitimize the president, the duly elected president of the United States. That's what they've been doing with their cohorts in the media and elsewhere. And now it appears they're trying to delegitimize the United States Supreme Court. And you'd have to ask yourself, why is that? And I think the reason is the Democrats cannot believe they're in this position. They cannot believe they're in a position where this president, this guy, is going to get his second pick to the Supreme Court in just 18 months, and he could get one or two more. They can't believe that their route to changing America, which has been the courts, has been taken away from them. They can't get their ideas through the legislatures. They can't get their ideas past the people, generally speaking. So they use the courts time and again to sue, to countersue, to bring, you know, things to the Supreme Court where they would have a liberal bench and they would often win. That's being taken away. That's why I think they're going nuts on all of this. Congressman Tim Walberg's still with me. Congressman, I just think they feel that they're losing grip on the one lever of power that they were able to manipulate beyond the hand of the American voter.
That's very true. And the courts have been a key tool of the liberal left to write law that the people's representatives have not changed. And this is something now when you have a Supreme Court that will be made up by strict constructionist rules of law justices, not justices that are turned to the left or right, but who will simply say, we have been appointed to defend the Constitution, uphold the Constitution, and uphold law until the legislative bodies change it. And if they do law in an unconstitutional way, then we step up. But other than that, we let things move forward because power is in the hands of the people in this country. And the liberal left has not accepted the fact that they did not get Hillary into power this last
year. And here's the thing.
And they want to change it.
And I understand that. But when they sow these seeds and attack Brett Kavanaugh, and I don't for a second believe this was totally, you know, accidental, and this woman just came out of nowhere. She was involved with different marches, and she was involved in everything. So I think that she has been known for some period of time, maybe, you know, a couple of months or 6 months, whatever it's been. And so you put an asterisk next to Brett Kavanaugh's name. Well, here's a guy who was accused of molesting a girl or whatever when he was in high school, and he's going to be the one that's going to take away Roe v. Wade from the women. It's like they're sowing the seeds of unrest, of violence. I feel like they're planting a seed for future violence by doing that, because if anything comes down on abortion in the future and he's on the bench, they can say he's not legitimate and Neil Gorsuch is not legitimate because the president's not legitimate. You see, the whole narrative builds up to this point of explosiveness. You see?
Oh, absolutely. It will certainly be used, but the American people, of course, need to understand the fact that Brett Kavanaugh, Gorsuch, and others can't do anything on their own. It has to be brought to them ultimately by the people, through the court system, or through legislative bodies.
I'm not sure Antifa and the far left understand that, Congressman, with all due respect.
Well, I think they understand that, but they don't want to accept that.
Or don't care, right.
Antifa's not accepting the American way. They're not accepting the Constitution. They're not accepting what America was established to be. And we've had radicals throughout the course of history in various ways, and they need to be pushed back by rule of law and the American people. And that's where we have the opportunity. I mean, even here in Michigan, the other side is attempting to change the process by which we select the president of the United States by doing reapportionment changing, redistricting changing, and putting in the hands right now of one single person, which will be an elected person, that being Secretary of State, who will take away the authority of the people who elect the House of Representatives and the Senate to make those decisions. And we have those issues that we have to take concern with coming up on this election ballot with proposals from referendum that say we're not willing to accept a legal body elected by the people. We want to do it ourselves and put it in the hands of one person. So all along with what's going on in Washington, we also have to be concerned what's going on here in Michigan that could change the course of history and take away power from the people.
Well said. Well said. You know, it's concerning to me that the rules don't matter. to some, and the rules are paramount, I believe. I think the process is, and I'm a guy who is annoyed to no end by the process. Trust me. People will vouch for that. I hate the process of certain things. Things take time. I'm not that patient. But in these applications, there's a process. There's a way to do things and a way not to do things. I think it's important to follow those things. I want to shift gears just for a moment. We've got a couple minutes left here, Congressman. I want to go to the shameless part of the conversation, just ask you how the campaign's going, where you are, who you're seeing, and what are you hearing from people as their concerns heading toward the midterm elections?
Well, they're concerned about dysfunction, and dysfunction is being produced by what you're seeing going on in Washington right now, the efforts to stonewall in the Senate to keep, you know, a 60-vote requirement in place, which is a goofy rule of Senate that needs to be changed, or else go back to a full filibuster requirement to stop moving forward. In the end, the people have spoken, and they expect things to happen, and that's why I'm delighted to say in the U.S. House, dysfunction hasn't reigned. We've been able to move a lot forward, even though it may be stopped in the Senate. We've still had the potential of getting things done, and most recently, the Senate has even taken action in the area of funding and getting bills to the president for signing opioid, heroin abuse. I have two of my bills in that is going now to the president to be signed, and people are looking at that. And I think in the end, when they come to vote in November, they're going to say who has produced and who is held up. I think my campaign's going well. We'll see. The people decide on November 6th. But when I'm out there, they're happy that the economy is going strong.
I see that everywhere.
Pardon?
I see that everywhere. Everybody's happy about the economy. You're right about that, sir.
Jobs are there. The opportunities are there. We're now starting to deal with educational opportunities so people can be trained for the real-world jobs and have a good life and a vocation based upon that training and certification. All of that's taking place when we see the security that this country is having, when we see the battle and trade. Yes, there's a battle going on.
But we're doing well, Congressman. I got to leave it right there. I got to leave it there, but we're doing well, and I appreciate that, and we'll talk soon. Congressman Tim Walberg, it's always a pleasure.
Have a great day.
The Michigan Chamber of Commerce is on the job every day, fighting to deliver powerful business advocacy and political action vital to the success of Michigan businesses. The Michigan Chamber of Commerce is working to make Michigan the best state in the country to live, work, raise a family, or build a business by strengthening communities and improving our quality of life. We work to improve workforce readiness and build the entrepreneurial spirit that has powered and defined Michigan for decades. The Michigan Chamber of Commerce, on the job every day, fighting for Michigan's future. MIChamber.com.
Small Talk Children's Assessment Center presents a charity event and auction October 11th. Small Talk is a state-of-the-art center leading the community in addressing child abuse and empowering children to have the courage to heal. Tickets start at $25. Sponsorships start at $1,000. Learn more at smalltalkcac.org. That's smalltalkcac.org. Don't miss the Small Talk charity event and auction Thursday, October 11th from 5 to 7:30 p.m. at